Sankalp. This is a very common word and concept in the Indian culture. Vedic culture is sankalp. All of our desires and ambitions are rolled into one, samkalpa. Everything is concentrated. All of our thoughts and conceptions and desires and ambitions are condensed and concentrated into one thought or one desire, sankalp, at that particular moment, at the moment of doing a puja, or at the moment or the time of performing an austerity or tapasya or fasting. Before beginning a Kartik Brat, we make a sankalp, or before, which is a 1 month Brat, or before beginning the Ekadasi Brat, we make what is called a sankalp. This is actually required according to the law of Shastra. We make a sankalp, which in English is generally translated as a resolution. We resolve, or we make a commitment or resolution, sankalpa. My dear Lord Damodar, I am going to, with your grace, I am going to try to observe this Kartik Brata for your pleasure, and I am performing a sankalpa that if you are pleased with this performance of Kartik Brata, my sankalpa is that you will please reveal the 11 symptoms of my siddhadeha. This is an example of a sankalpa, quite a high caliber sankalpa. And sometimes we say, my dear Lord, I am performing this Dampati Brat on Bahulastami with my wife, and we're fasting all day, and we will go at midnight to Radhakund, my wife and I, Dampati Brat, and we will worship Radhakund and Shamakund. And my sankalp, my resolution, my desire, that you please, by performing this austerity of fasting and bathing at midnight to honor this Radhakund Avirbhav, that you will bless my wife and I with a son, with a child. This is my sankalp, my affirmation. So this is the principle of sankalp, that something that we desire to attain, to improve our... Sometimes there's material sankalp, and then there's spiritual sankalp. Because it's said that if we just jump into some austerity without sankalp, then there's really no fall. It's sankalp, then kriya, then fall. Kriya means the action, like we have kriya yoga. There's some particular result. There's desire, there's activity, there's result. We have desire. I want a degree in medicine. I want to be a doctor. Then there's action. I go to college. Then there's result. I get a degree, become a doctor. So devotees don't want anything but more service. Service, more service, more service. So we want more purity so we can do better service. So here Prabhupada translates sankalp as conclusively, in other words, you conclusively decide what you want before you engage in a particular activity. Sankalp. Sankalpa Karila. Prabhupada Prapti Lagi Sankalpa Karila. So he made a sankalp, a resolution, an affirmation. Chota Haridas, he made a sankalp karila. What was Chota Haridas' sankalp? His sankalp was Mahaprabhupad Prapti. Prabhupad Prapti. That sounds like a good sankalp, especially for disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupad Prapti. Prapti means to acquire, to attain, to reach, to see, to meet, to serve eternally. Of course, it's not referring to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, but Mahaprabhupada, Pada. Prabhu means Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pada means his feet. Prabhupada Prapti Lagi Sankalpa Karila. Chota Haridas made a sankalpa. My dear Lord, I am about to do something. I am about to do some type of austerity, some type of fasting. So I'm about to give some charity. I'm about to perform a parikrama. I'm about to go on a tirtha yatra for 1 month. I'm about to do some activity, some kriya. But before I do that, I'm going to make a sankalpa. So you please listen to my sankalpa, which I will speak out loud. I am going to perform this activity, but my sankalpa is that I want this result, this fall. I want, by doing this activity, I want you to please bless me that I will attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what I want. So to attain this, I'm going to perform this activity. So then we will find out the activity that he performed in order to try to fulfill his desired sankalpa. Is this clear? Haridas, a junior Haridas, he made a sankalpa. He decided conclusively to attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, as I mentioned, sum means all or everything, and kalpa means his dream, his imagination, his aspiration, his desire. Mancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindhu kalpa, desire tree. So he collected all of his thoughts, he collected all his desires, he collected all his ambitions, and he concentrated them and he collected them into one. There was not a second one, which is practically impossible. If you think of ourselves, we have one desire and many other desires. So many desires. Bahushaka. So many desires. So he had only one. Prabhupada prapti lagi sankalpa karila. The only thing in his mind, the only thing in Chota's heart, the only desire and ambition he had was to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is certainly a most desirable sankalpa. In our case, let us first attain the lotus feet of Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, and then first Prabhupada and then Mahaprabhupada. Because without Guru, there's no Gauranga. Right? Guru Kripa gives us Gauranga. So the Guru Yadanandan gave his Kripa to Das Goswami, to Raghunath. And then Raghunath, he got the shelter of Nityananda. The Nityananda Guru gave the mercy to him and he got the shelter of Sri Chaitanya and Puri. So by the mercy of Guru, one gets Guru Tattva, and then, because Guru represents Guru Tattva, so Yadanandan Guru gave Nityananda Guru, and Nityananda Guru gave Gauranga, then Gauranga gave him Rupa and Sanatan, and Rupa and Sanatan gave him Radha and Krishna's Nitya Seva. It is like this, and it will be like that for everyone. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Habi Akuti. So his sankalpa was only this. I'm going to do some very serious austerities here. I'm going to stop reading the newspapers for the whole month of Kartik. Harivo! So this is a type of rigid austerities that are performed in the age of Kali. And nowadays, of course, that's impossible to even entertain such a rigid austerity now. But now the greatest austerity would be to leave the cell phone off for 24 hours. This would be an inconceivable mahatap. This would be one of the most difficult, rigorous austerities that the human being could conceive of, is to leave his cell phone completely off, black, sleeping for 24 hours nonstop. It's, if anyone can do that, they're guaranteed to go back to Godhead. We laugh, but the ones that are laughing are probably the ones that can't do it. Nokyavad ki. We have Venovad and Venonad. Venovad. The sound of the Veno, then Nokyavad. The gopis, they would hear Venovad. They hear the sound of Krishna's Veno or Murlivad, like we say Murlivadana. His Vadana means his face. He would put the Murli to his lips and then he would vibrate the Murlivad. The sound of the Murli, and the gopis would go crazy. They would drop everything else and run to Krishna to dance with him in the middle of the night. So we have Nokyavad. We hear the Nokia vod, we drop whatever we're doing. We run to the cell phone and pick it up.